Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Cindy. Cindy writes from Bloomfield, New Jersey. And Cindy writes, there's a new Rutgers University report that claims that suburban population growth is outpacing urban population growth. If that's true, what does that mean for real estate? Yeah, so there's a Rutgers regional report called The Burbs Bounce Back. And you know, one of the findings in the report was that after years of say more urban population growth than suburban, suburban population growth now is outpacing urban population growth. And that's for a number of factors. One is that prices and rents in urban areas have been going up. So that makes it, you know, more difficult and is driving people to look for bargains in other places. That's one thing. Another thing is that millennials are getting older and starting new families and wanting more space. But I think it's important to take this report and put it in perspective, along with any sort of headline or meme that you hear about or read in the media, because if you think about it, it's a kind of an overgeneralization, urban versus suburban, because people, more than anything else, their buying habits and their renting habits are driven by supply and demand, and that supply and demand is not uniform in the suburbs or in urban areas. So there's a big difference between suburban North Jersey and suburban South Jersey. There are certain urban areas that are hotter and have a higher demand than other urban areas. So I think it's a mistake to generalize. And I'm not sure that the issue or the difference is urban versus suburban, period, because, you know, there are kind of suburban elements in urban areas like parks, and there are urban elements in suburban areas like high-end retail. So I think it's less to do with one big homogeneous trend towards urban or suburban, and it's more a fact of, you know, demand has bifurcated, and you know, it's going up in some suburban areas and down in others, and going up in some urban areas and not in others. And the issue is, it's not just one homogeneous trend, but, you know, really a dual trend that offers more choice and opportunity for buyers and renters depending on their household size, their income, their personal preferences, and their job location. So thanks for your question, Cindy. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.